This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Mike. I'm boat guy.
I sail. I'm a sailor. I sail.
I got a sailboat.
I sail.
The sailboat is calm. It's peaceful. It's serene. Sail out into the middle of Lake St. Clair and watch the beautiful, beautiful sunset into the west. I'm boat guy.
I sail out on a boat on the lake, way far away from the dock. The wind of the wind is with the sky and everything.
I'm boat guy. Sail out into the middle of Lake St. Clair and watch the beautiful, beautiful sunset into the west.
I sail. I'm a sailor. I sail.
Well, I have to tell you, there are certain times that shows must pivot. The last few weeks, the audio you just heard there has become incredibly famous on this program. People adore it. People are all over it. Last week, we had the Stoney and Wojo Invitational, where this piece of audio,
I'm boat guy,
went in as one of the favorites to win the tournament.
I got a sailboat.
But we hadn't heard from boat guy since. We wondered about his physical safety. We wondered if he was angry at the show. Well, David, if you'd be so kind before I bring this gentleman on, are you serious? He hadn't heard anything?
He hadn't heard anything, and we received a text earlier on the system. Roberto says, someone's saying they're boat guy and they want to call. Well, he's here.
I want to welcome in Bill for the first time since we did our boat guy, up north guy program. Bill, welcome back.
Glad to be part of the show, Mike. I'm boat guy. And I want to tell you, I wasn't ignoring you. We went up north to Towers for a week. My wife's side of the family had a kind of a family reunion. And then we were going to get on the boat and go up to Russell Island, but the fish flies kind of made us decide that we weren't going to use the boat. But we wound up and spent a week on Russell Island. So I've kind of been away from all this.
You have been, you've been quite a celebrity the last few weeks. I'm telling you, your phone call has become legendary. People are in love with
boat guy.
The audio. Roberto has made multiple songs about it. We thought you were angry with us. We thought you didn't like us anymore.
No, not at all.
Okay, this is positive. Yes, Roberto.
Oh, I'm tearing up a little bit. This is fantastic.
He's back. Please, any questions for boat guy, Roberto?
So do you know how close you came to winning the Stoney and
Mojo
Invitational?
No, I heard I had my own region is all I heard.
Yes, the boat guy region is a thing. And you were in a song, which you just heard, and the drop was separate. Bill, you have become one of 2019's storylines on this radio show.
I am absolutely shocked.
Now, Bill, have you heard from a lot of people? Like, do you get hit up by your friends or whatever and say, hey, they're talking about you on the radio
I'm
or anything?
I'm boat guy. Yeah. There's a number of people that are telling me I'm famous.
Well, this is good.
See, Bill, why don't you start doing appearances and visiting other people's boats and stuff like that?
Here's my question, Bill, and you are a man of the lakes. Is it legal for you to change the name of your vessel after it's already been registered?
Yeah, yes, but it's bad luck.
Ah, damn it. I was going to say, you really need to change it to I'm Boat Guy. Need it. Have to have it. Yes, Sully,
now, Bill,
quickly.
Bill, how often do you go out on the sailboat? Are we talking like several times a week? Are we talking every day? What?
Well, it depends on the weather. Weather plays a big part. And as I said on my previous call, we usually go out in the evenings.
Not a sunset.
It's no fun being out there when it's 110 in the shade and the sun's baking you. And that's not fun. In fact, we've got a kind of we've got an event, I guess I'll call it, coming up. Every month on the night of the full moon, we go out into the lake and watch the sunset on one side of the lake and watch the full moon rise on the other side. And there's kind of an astronomical quirk where that moonrise happens within a few minutes of sunset. Because, you know, sometimes the moon rises at like 3 in the morning.
I am utterly fascinated by this man. I have to tell you. What a life this man leads. Yes, Roberto, please.
I'm just, I can't believe it. I'm still in shock.
I'm happy he's okay.
I'm going to be checking in with Bill once a week. Is that okay with you, Bill?
Absolutely. I gave David my number. Call me anytime.
Oh, this is perfect. Well, Bill.
Okay. If it's during show hours, I do have to work for a living. I got to pay for the boat somehow.
I may or may not be able to
answer the phone.
Fair.
I have one last question I want to ask Boat Guy, because as I often envision Boat Guy just on his
boat
watching the beautiful, beautiful sunset. Bill, what is the go-to drink or go-to cocktail that you enjoy while watching the sunset?
It's usually a hard apple cider, but you got to be careful. You know, drinking and boating, it's just like drinking and driving. It's
safety first.
They take your license. You got to be responsible.
Well, this is a banner day. Bill, we are happy that you are well and you are in touch with this program. Boat Guy, everybody. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, the legend is back.
I'm Boat Guy.
And it proves
the beautiful, beautiful sunset into the west.
It proves, you know, last week there was anti-Boat Guy rhetoric during the Stoney and Wojo Invitational, questioning whether he's a listener. No, he's a man of luxury. He went up north for like 3 weeks. They don't even have phones in Taos. Then he thought about sailing out to Isle Royale or whatever it is with the Wolves.
Remind me when the Eagles got back together. This is great.
Roberto's thrilled. Roberto, let me ask you a question. I mean, out of that phone call, is something already simmering?
Yeah, I'm sure I have enough there for about 8 songs.
Okay.
What about the full moon cruise? That was great, too.
I will be going into a studio once a week for the rest of the summer, and Bill and I will talk.
It'll just be the Boat Guy sessions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm happier. I think I'm happier finding out that Boat Guy, A, doesn't hate us, and B, he's still alive, than I would be if I knew what was inside Area 51. I'm telling you, I have no desire to know. I want to stay alive.
I just think Bill should all host us for a sailboat ride sometime.
Okay,
that'd
I'm
be
out.
Great.
No. There's
pounding some hard apple ciders.
That's, again, not happening. Roberto has a look on his face of pure ecstasy right now.
I'll go on the sailboat with Boat Guy, and we'll film it.
Okay, you enjoy that. Ticket text. Let me get into this. Then we're getting into what Golden Tate had to say, because, frankly, I thought it was a terrible, terrible opinion. I did special ops for 6 years in the Air Force. Siren. Yeah, we can do that. We, military government, use technology the public has no idea about. We have to sign NDAs before they show us and allow us to train, use the equipment, or we can go to prison for over 75 years. They are deadly serious. Yes, 100%. This is why, if people decide they're going to storm Area 51, they're going to die. Period. Joe Rogan interviewed Bob Lazar, a former Area 51 employee. They have a craft they are analyzing, a power source unknown to us, Frank and Lansing. Wojo would go to Area 51 just for the free bottle of gin. All right, that's from Glenn. Okay, we have business to attend to. It involves Golden Tate talking about Matthew Stafford. We play you the audio next.
I'm Boat Guy.
Not that audio.
Watch the beautiful, beautiful sunset into the west.
He's back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.